Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott.
And this podcast is brought to you by
Everything's Coming Up Simpsons.
We're a Simpsons discussion podcast where we interview our favorite people about their favorite episode of The Simpsons. And sometimes, guys, we get people that actually worked on The Simpsons. We've been doing this podcast for a while, but we're new to the Feral Audio Network. And we get behind the scenes. We get into some deep cut references. We get into some deep discussions about the best TV show on the planet.
So you can find us on Feral Audio or wherever you guys get to your podcast. Podcasts, and our name is
Everything's Coming Up Simpsons.
Feral Audio. Open wide, it's mouth time.
With Reductress.
I'm Quinn.
And I'm Dakota.
And we're just two girls.
Wait. Dax, you're Dax, not Quinn.
What?
You're Dax Stefanov, editor of Glam Magazine. You're filling in for Quinn while she's in jail for fucking up a boat.
Oh, sorry. I was reading the script.
Oh, I get it. It's like totally normal to just like read the script that's put in front of you. And that is totally my fault.
No, yeah. It's like definitely on you.
Well, you know what? Let's just totally throw this script out the window and just say what's on our dang minds for once in our gosh darn lives, baby.
Yes.
Woo! Oh, no. I threw the script out the window and it hit a man outside.
Uh-oh.
It looks like he dead. Oh, well. Let's dive right in.
Yeah.
I'm Dakota.
And I'm Dax.
Yes, you are. And we're just two gorgeous people.
Who share what our heads are thinking.
By moving our mouths. Bling, 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 bling.
On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about.
We ordered so much merch, and now our office is basically a merch museum.
We learn the difference between needing coffee and being a straight-up mess.
And we sit down with closet organizer to the stars, Cherie LaBoot. We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and bad attitudes that make us seem mysterious and interesting.
I'm brooding.
You're such a brooder.
I'm a broody.
So, Dax, it's so exciting to have you here.
Yeah, it's really thrilling to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. It's such a pleasure. For all our listeners out there, Dax is the editor of our brother mag, which is a full gag, Gland Magazine. He's filling in for Quinn, who's going to be away for a while because she fucked with a boat. And now she's unfortunate in jail.
Yeah, but I can understand why she'd want to fuck with a boat. It's like very on trend right now.
Really?
Yeah, everyone in the Hamptons, Nantucket, Nanking, everyone's going out and fucking with boats, and it's trendy.
I love that. You're so good at knowing what's on trend.
Yeah, it's like I just close my eyes and I am transported into the mind of a 12-year-old cool boy, and I like really dig deep into that psyche and see, like, visualize what's going to be on trend in the next few weeks.
Right, because, like, it's 12-year-old boys that, like, set the trend. Like, what you see in Vogue today is what the 12-year-old boys are putting on the internet yesterday.
Exactly.
I love trends.
Same, same.
You know what's a timeless trend?
Merch.
I love merch.
Like, I love merch.
I really love merch.
I fucking love merch.
I fucking love it. So what's your fave merch?
You know, I think out of all the merch, like, my favorite merch has to be, like, band merch, like, a concert merch.
Yes. You know, I'm a fan of a nice festival merch, but also a good mall merch.
A small merch.
A tall merch.
A kind of stuff the mall merch.
You know, Reductress has a merch, and that's a nice merch.
I love to buy a merch.
Yes, I buy so much of a merch. But here's the thing, and I can't believe I'm confessing to this live on the pod because it's such a deep, dark secret.
What?
I bought too much merch while I was drunk, and I had it all sent to the Reductress office, and now no one can get into the office, and we can't find our pig turn.
Oh my God. Are you not a fan of your intern?
No, our intern is legit just this cute little mini pig, but he's lost somewhere in all the dang merch, and we haven't even named him yet. I just get so carried away when it comes to merch.
No, it's okay, Dakota. I do the same thing. I inhale a full liter of VCR cleaner, and I go crazy on Amazon.
Oh, my God.
But we all do it. But, you know, it's that time of year. And you know the saying.
Of course.
Beware the Ides of Merch. Such a huge fan of Shakespeare. The ultimate trend, really. That's from Julius Caesar. Who is it in the press that calls on me? I hear a tongue shriller than all the music. Cry, Caesar, speak. Caesar's turn to hear.
Beware the Ides of Merch.
What man is that?
A soothsayer bids you. Beware the Ides of Merch.
What sayest thou to me now? Speak once again.
Beware the Ides of Merch.
And see.
Wow.
That's just gorgeous prose for you from the bard. If only you had heeded the soothsayer's warning.
Ugh, you're so right. Then our pig turn wouldn't be friggin' dead and buried in my merch.
Sorry.
So I don't know. I just feel like the thing about like having so much merch and just like loving merch and being like a hashtag merchandise entrepreneur is that people are always like,
Are you a hoarder? Right. And it's like, yes, but like the good kind?
Totally. Like people don't realize there's like a good hoarding and like a bad hoarding.
Oh my God, right. Like how there's a bad type of cancer where you unfortunately die.
Right, yes. But there's also like a good type of cancer where you go to Amsterdam with Ansel Elgort and you guys make out in the Anne Frank house and then you do unfortunately die.
But then you come back to life and then you play a young mother with a mysterious past on Big Little Lies.
Exactly. And like Reese Witherspoon is friggin' there.
Yes.
Right.
Right, right. Yes. So there is absolutely a good type of hoarding, and the bad hoarding is where you collect everything, right? Like newspapers, old electronics, mm-hmm. shit diapers,
yes. cans.
Yeah. But the good type of hoarding is the same, but you're rich.
Yeah, it's exactly the same, except that you're rich. Like when you're rich, it's not a bad habit. Like when you're rich, you're not a hoarder, you're eccentric.
Right. Like same with drinking. Like when you drink too much and you're poor, that's a disease.
Mm-hmm. But when you're rich and you drink, you're like IDK, the chief of staff.
Right. Like if you're like a poor person standing by the water, you're like homeless and fishing.
Mm-hmm. But if you're a rich person standing by the water, you own a boat.
Exactly.
And that's like part of the benefits of being just like really rich.
Exactly. It's like part of the benefits of being rich is like you get to walk into a bank and like not like want to shit your pants.
Right. Exactly.
But if you're poor, like you're sweating and shitting at the same time.
If you're poor, as soon as you walk into a bank, you shit.
Mm-hmm. Because you're so stressed.
You're so stressed.
You have to be, can you waive this fee?
And the lighting in a bank is very harsh. And if you're poor, lighting is always very harsh on you.
Absolutely.
If you're rich, lighting is always good.
If you're poor, you walk into a bank and someone comes up to you and says, call 911. This person is jaundiced.
Shitting in this bank. Yes.
Yes. And shitting. Jaundiced and shitting. But if you're rich and you're under that harsh lighting, it's like, wow, how do I get that blemishless face?
Exactly. It's kind of, I mean, and similarly, like if you're poor and you kill someone, mm-hmm. you're a murderer.
But if you're rich and you kill someone,
that's irreconcilable differences.
Exactly. If you're poor and you're getting a divorce, it's like, wow, you made a huge mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're rich and you're getting a divorce, it's conscious uncoupling.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh my God. I love being, you know what? I'm in the liminal space between being poor and being rich myself. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like always like a toss up.
Yeah. You're a real in-betweener.
Yeah. What about you, Dakota?
I'm just straight up rich.
Yeah. I love that about you.
I'm full rich. Mm-hmm. It's not my money. It's my parents.
Mm-hmm.
It's my stepmom.
Right.
Jill Stein.
Jill Stein.
Fuck her. I hate her. And she does have a lot of money. She does have all the money that she raised for the recount, which she...
But you were supposed to originally by hand recount all the Pennsylvania votes, weren't you?
I was going to do it by hand because Jill is always asking me to do dumb shit like that.
Ugh.
And then she raised all the money. And as we all know,
right,
she ate it all.
I don't know. I don't know if you're too old to be a rebel, Dakota, but you should just walk up to your stepmom, Jill Stein, and be like, hey, Jill, you're not my fucking mom.
I know.
And you should stop and like quit.
You're not
the
boss of me. I'm 100 years old.
Exactly.
The last time I said that to her, she tried to send me to adult boarding school.
Ew.
And I was straight up enrolled before I was like, wait a second, there is no adult boarding school. And she was actually just sending me, you know, the game Escape the Room.
Yes.
She was just sending me to live in one of those rooms.
She was like matriculating to escape the room.
Yeah.
Get out of this Sherlock Holmes themed fucking room.
I was like, why is this adult boarding school in Midtown Manhattan?
Next to the Bibimbap restaurant. Damn it.
Next to the Bibimbap. Jill Stein.
Jill. Well, now it's time for our most yum yum give me more seggy, the mouthwash.
Where we take one of this week's headlines, eat half of it, and then send it back. Because this isn't what I ordered, bitch.
I want more Alfredo.
Yes.
Give me that Alfredo.
Yum, yum, yum.
Today's headline is, woman who says she needs coffee actually needs entirely new life.
Oh, that's so sad. That's a sad story.
Yeah.
She thought she needed coffee, but really she was just like a little old sad sack.
Just like the saddest sack.
Just like a big old sack of sadness. Coffee won't fix that, you goof.
Yeah. Personally, my life is perfect and coffee is just the liquid icing on the coffee cake that I eat every morning in full. Because yes, I eat a full coffee cake every morning.
Same. Like, I love drinking coffee, but for me, it's just something that I do 10 to 12 times a day throughout the day so I don't die of loneliness.
You need to meet someone at La Colombe.
Exactly.
Well, sure. Like, I wake up and I'll think, I can't get out of bed even though I slept 12 hours. You know what? I need a coffee.
Right, but that's not sad for us because we don't need entirely new lives.
No.
Like, okay, yes. Sometimes I like go to bed and I wake up in the middle of the night screaming. Ugh. And I'm like, what am I going to leave behind in this world?
Right.
Besides like a really carefully curated Instagram.
Right.
And then I'm just like, oh my God, I just need a coffee.
Yes.
And then I drink a coffee and I feel so much better.
Oh my God, same. It's like when I get a huge envelope in the mail that's about my space shuttle mortgage. Mm. And I'm like, how am I going to pay this off?
Yes.
Like I said, I am not rich or poor, but I am leasing a space shuttle. And I'm like, how am I going to get through this? But then I just like chug a bunch of espresso and I'm like, all set.
You're like, that's what I needed.
Exactly.
Like a baby who needs the teat.
Right. Like a baby who needs a little areola.
Exactly. Like when I'm like, nobody loves me, like I'm going to die alone.
Right.
My boyfriend can't spend any time with me because he's a high-level government employee.
Mm-hmm.
I need a cup of coffee.
Have you seen him?
No.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's fine. It's like kind of cool having a boyfriend who's like so influential in the government.
Mm.
Even though I'm not allowed to say who he is.
Right.
Even though I will give a hint.
Oh my God.
My boyfriend's name rhymes with Smoot Smingridge.
Hmm.
That's all I can say.
That's not ringing any bells.
I know. That's all I can say, though, because he's like really important. So basically, like, I haven't seen my boyfriend in a while and it can get me really down. But he's just like off spending time with his family or whatever. Ugh. And I'm just like, I guess I need a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, the point is, like, coffee can really be a crutch for some people. But for me, coffee is just like a cure for my constant fear that I'm going to die in a Twitter accident.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Always a risk of Twitter accidents killing you.
Yeah, Twitter's so dangerous.
Twitter's danger. And well, like for me, it's like just I'm super tired because I had all the vitamins and minerals sucked out of my body by a rare bug as part of a spa package in Little Italy. And now I'm legally dead and gone.
No sad sacks here.
No way.
Nope.
Wow. No.
We should really go grab some coffee.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Dax.
Yes.
Okay, has this ever happened to you?
Hmm.
You buy so much merch that you literally maybe kill someone.
Oh my God, totally, every day.
And then you can't stop thinking, you know what I need?
More merch.
Yes, you totally get me.
Oh my God, shut up. You get me.
You get me, you bitch.
You get me.
You get me.
You get me.
Well, Dax, luckily there is a place where you can buy all the merch of your dreams, and that is at shop.reductress.com. We have amazing merch, like shirts and sweatshirts that say cool phrases like, my other body is a withered old crone, and my vagina is up here.
Nice.
But wait, it gets literally even better.
What?
Why? Because as a listener of this podcast, you will get 10% off all that amazing merch by putting in the code MOUTH at checkout. That's M-O-U-T-H. Mouth.
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 So go get that merch, girl.
Do you have a boyf or are you a boyf? Well, then look inside your pants and see what you've gotten in there. Hello, there's some underwear in there, and whatever you're wearing is probably not as amazing as Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon believes in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. When I was shopping for stuff for my boy, I was like, OMG, this happened so fast. It was like, I don't know, falling in love. I got my boy the boxy briefs, the Pima crew neck, and the Sunday pant. They were like soft but thick and high quality, so his big, strong body won't tear them apart. And the Sunday pant was like a comfy PJ pant, but fitted, so it hugged his little butt in a really flattering way for me to look at. And if you're a boy listening to this, think about this. Your girl might say this type of stuff about you. Wow. Not only does Mack Weldon's underwear, socks, and shirts look good, they perform well too. You can work out in them, go to work in them, go on dates, work out on dates, go to work dates, you know, everything from top to bottom. If you are a listener of this podcast, you get a sick little discount. So go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off using promo code MOUTHTIME. That's MackWeldon.com with 20% off. Promo code MOUTHTIME. Thanks.
Okay, so this is so exciting. We have a really special guest on the pod today. She's an organizer for the Stars, author of the book In Lust With Your Stuff, and also just like one of my absolute heroes. Welcome, Cherie LaBoot.
Hello.
Hi, Cherie.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Thank you for coming.
I mean, truly, thank you for coming. I'm such a huge fan.
Oh. Yes.
I didn't read your book because I don't really read, but I have it, and it was explained to me by this guy that I was dating.
Oh, wow.
I did try to read your book, but I downloaded it on my Kindle. But the file was corrupt because I peppered in some of my massage porn files into the directory.
Yeah, so. I forgot. You always read porn on your Kindle, right?
I try to read and play the porn on my Kindle because I want it to be intellectual. But anyway, Cherie, we're so happy you're here. We need help organizing the office.
Oh my God, there's so much stuff everywhere. I like
yeah. Why? We just like bought all this merch. Like, have you ever just like gone on the internet and like you were drinking a glass of wine and before you knew it, you black out, and when you come to, you've just bought so much merch.
Let me tell you something. I used to be someone who just sat down with a glass of Shiraz and she just ordered stuff on the internet until I said, you know what? When you got a house full of microplanes and Vitamixes, you got to say enough is enough.
Sure.
Yeah,
how many Vitamixes did you end up with?
I got 52 and I bankrupted myself because they're so darn expensive.
$600 a pop.
That's so expensive.
Oh, I like it. I saw you did there.
That's so expensive.
Wow.
So.
I love that accent, Cherie. I can't place it.
Is it like an organizer accent?
Yeah.
A lot of people think that, but no. I'm actually from Tasmania. Have you seen the movie Lion?
I've seen Dev Patel in a massage porn, but it wasn't him. It was an actor who looked like Dev Patel.
Oh, was that Deep Dev?
It was Deep Dev.
I know him. I know Deep Dev.
You know Deep Dev?
Yes.
He's on the rise in the massage porn world.
I want to talk about your business a little bit. So you have an organization, Biz. You go and you organize people's closets and their lives. How did you get started?
So, a lot of people think there's some, you know, there's a Japanese woman. I'm not going to mention her name because I believe she stole, you know, my idea first. I've been organizing since the late 80s and all of a sudden it's like, oh, you know, she's like Asian and, you know, she's got that Asian influence. So everyone's like, oh, wow, like Japan, they're so organized. And I'm like, no, I've been doing this for years. So, you know who Nicole Kidman is?
Yes.
Yeah, I know who she is.
She's my first client. So.
What?
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman from Big Little Lies.
We love Big Little Lies.
Yes.
Yes. So when her and Tom were, you know, first dating, I organized their little chateau they had in southeastern Tasmania. So
wow.
That's so amazing. Yes. I mostly know Nicole Kidman from the movie version of Bewitched. To me, that's prime Nicole, like so good. Just like I saw that movie and I was like,
Oh my god.
I think the wiggle of the nose is distinctly Tasmanian. Right, so Sheree?
Absolutely. Oh my god. And a lot of us have magical powers, so it's like understandable. So
yes.
Anyhow, she was swimming in just like swimming costumes and seltzer bottles and just had so much stuff. It's like that show Hoarders. It was literally like her things, but was filled with like rich people things. So I just said, no, you have to get rid of everything. And I sat down with her and I asked her the hard line questions. And I said to her, if you can't fuck it, get rid of it.
Now that is the main that principle of your
amazing.
Book.
That is amazing. That's yeah. the thing that really like resonated with me is like, why would you ever have anything in your life that you wouldn't have sex with?
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
I do take issue with Nicole Kidman not wanting to fuck a seltzer bottle.
That's right. She famously was like, she threw out all the seltzer bottles yes. in her house because she didn't want to fuck them.
Exactly. And that the whole point is she really wanted to hold on to them, but her vagina is so constricted. Mm-hmm. It's so like pursed.
That doesn't surprise me, actually.
Yes. Right. Well, so, and it just won't accept the seltzer.
It just won't accept the seltzer. And from now on, she got a Soda Stream and she just rubs the Soda Stream on her body, which is like a form of sexual foreplay. It's not actual intercourse, but you know, I'm a human. I allow exceptions. So. Right.
I love that about you. I love it. So, okay. So when did you, were you like organizing before you met Nicole, or did that totally inspire you? Like when you were a kid, were you like super clean and like organized?
No, I was dirty. I was like a dirty little pig. You know, I would swim around in my own filth until I woke up one morning in a trailer park and I almost got, you know, trampled with all of my magazines. I had Highlights magazines, the children's magazines.
That's my favorite magazine.
I can't have children, so I would like do all the word puzzles, you know, to help me cope with it. I almost suffocated and I was trapped under all the Highlights magazines for like 15 days.
Oh my God.
And then you fucked your way out of them or no?
Literally, I put them all in my vagina and I am unlike Nicole, I have a very wide set vagina. So
I do as well.
Congratulations,
it's
both
my,
of you.
My vagina is famously 2 full FedEx envelopes wide.
The FedEx envelopes that are, what is it? What are the dimensions? 9 inches by 12? Just big enough to fit a piece of printer paper?
Do you have a metric conversion for that?
Oh, no. Sheree's from Australia. Commonwealth countries don't know what inches are.
That's so crazy to me.
Yes. Well, Sheree, now I just want to say, what if I'm holding an item and I think, do I want to fuck this thing? But then my answer is no, but I would be in a massage porn with this piece of, with this Highlights magazine, for instance.
That's such a good question.
So is massage porn, that's the way you express your sexual identity?
I mean, sure.
You've mentioned it like 4 times, so I'm assuming that's kind of...
That. Yes, but some purists would say it's not penetrative, so it doesn't count as fucking.
Well, I think those purists, are just jealous because you've actually found some satisfaction and they're just living in their puritanical, sad lives. Mm. And they live in a house full of nothing because they can't fuck anything. And, they live just empty. Holds vessels like their souls.
Oh, wow.
So it can really be like a metaphorical fuck.
Absolutely.
Like, would I fuck this metaphorically?
Yes, I think, you know, but there has to be some kind of physical contact. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're doing massage porn, it's because you're actually physically touching it. If you, you know, unless you don't have arms.
Oh, right.
So if you don't have arms, yeah, of course, it can
and
be
people without arms, like, need to be organized. Also, like,
absolutely.
As well.
Like, of course. I mean, you don't have arms.
It's for everyone. It's right. for everyone.
Well, now I just feel ableist for not thinking of those people.
I was going to say, like, you do strike me as being a little ableist today.
Today. Just specifically today. I woke up and it was like, I don't think handicapped bathrooms should exist.
I mean, but look, like, crazy things come into our heads all the time. And, like, good for you for just, like, voicing that and being willing to be just, like, so inappropriate today.
Thank you.
And only today.
I can own up to how completely inappropriate it was for me to think that. And I'm so sorry that I'm repeating it out loud to you all now.
I love it.
And I'm sorry I'm making this about me. Oh, I'm so sorry, Cherie.
It happens to me all the time.
Wow. No,
I use the handicapped bathrooms and I put my things down everywhere.
You just unclenched your vagina.
You literally can really use it to change.
You know, they call me the kangaroo.
Because of your pouch.
Because of my large pouch.
And because you have a little miniature, you always are carrying some living creature inside of you.
Sure.
Absolutely. Now, Cherie, tell us straight up, what do we do with all this merch?
Wow, so much stuff in here. I see sweatshirts, mm-hmm. I see mouse pads, and I don't even know because you have a mouse on your computer laptop, so it's like I don't know why you have them.
It's like a giant coaster for my jugs.
Oh, do you use mason jars to drink?
I use mason jars, but they're square, so I call them jugs because I feel like that's more fitting.
They're also like fully jug sized.
Right.
They're very big.
They're very big, like grocery store, like suburban grocery store jugs.
Dax goes to a special doctor who like, he's like an alt doctor mm-hmm. who recently.
Is he racist?
He's not that kind of alt.
Not alt.
That word triggers me. So of it's course. Like, what it I is. Of, you know, but it's fine.
What a shame.
But he did say recently that Dax needs to drink 4 jugs of water a day.
And only jugs. Yeah. So that's what the mouse pads are for. But yes, I absolutely understand it.
That's very specific. So if you're like trying to sell the merchandise, unless they're all patrons of this doctor, it's kind of like, you know, not needed.
Sure. But so what do we do with it? We're trying to get rid of it. What do we do?
So, I'm going to take this swell bottle.
Yes. Oh, it's the swell bottles. Mm-hmm. Dakota loves those.
I have so many. I have 70.
You must be very rich.
They're like swell bottles are like the Vitamixes of bottles.
Oh, that's so, wow.
Right.
That's a great metaphor. That's a metaphor.
That's a metaphor.
That's a metaphor.
Wow. Yes. Okay. So, there's so many swell bottles here, mm-hmm. right? And I'm assuming, you know, you're not using all of them because obviously you can't even drink out of it against doctor's orders.
Yes.
So,
and I don't even really drink water. I like the shape of the swell bottles, but I don't like the taste of water.
Oh.
I drink mostly soda. Don't be sad for me.
That's so sad.
That's really not, sad.
It's, I love pathetic. Soda. It's something that I love and I would fuck it. And I like having a lot of it in my life. And that's just something about, I'm sorry, I'm being so emotional because I get really emotional when I talk about soda.
And fucking soda.
Okay, I'm better.
Oh, good.
Oh, wonderful. And you know, it's so great because you said you could fuck soda. You know, you can keep as much soda in your house as you want.
Yay!
You can even fit 2 FedEx envelopes worth of soda in your vagina.
Thank gosh.
You could just put a spigot, a little spout right there and just let it flow.
I'll be a tap. Okay, so we've got all these swell bottles and I don't need them. Like, to be honest, I just like went on the internet and I ordered $4,000 worth of swell bottles. And
so you got like, five swell bottles.
Yeah, they're so expensive. So what do I do? Like, do I throw them away? Do I donate them? What is the process?
So you already said you don't want to fuck them.
No.
Okay, perfect. Then throw them away. Throw them out the window. The closest opening you can get to this very spot. Just throw them away, regardless of who's outside. You just need them out of your life.
Oh, wow.
That's beautiful.
I love that.
Forget donations. You don't have time for that. You just let them sit in a pile.
That's so true.
You do mention defenestrating all of your unwanted things in your book. Defenestrating to throw either oneself or an object out of a window.
Yes.
Yes. The fenester is the Latin word for window, I believe. Finetti.
And actually, windowster is the Latin word for a fence.
Oh my God.
That's a fact.
The Latin people were so smart to think of all of these different riddles in their language.
Dakota went to Oral Roberts University, so she knows all of these linguistic things.
It's true. I got an MFA there.
Oh.
Not a lot of people know that I have an MFA, but I did go to Pratt, the Heidi and Spencer Pratt School for Social Media, and then I went and I got my MFA in linguistics from mm-hmm. Oral Roberts.
Yes.
Well, that is quite a CV.
Thank you.
Cherie, now we're going to chuck these right out this huge bay window.
Throw them out.
I don't think it opens, but we're going to make it open.
You know what? Forget it. If it doesn't open, you grab a sledgehammer and you smash that window open and you yes. get the things out of your life.
What if I want to not fuck the sledgehammer? Do I throw out the sledgehammer with the
yes,
things?
Yes, yes,
because we have
yes.
literal sledgehammer merch.
You have reductress branded
sledgehammers.
Sledgehammers, and I didn't even know that was possible, but...
We're big fans of Fifth Harmony. They have a single.
We are. Marry the sledgehammer.
I never said anything about marrying. Marrying and fucking are two totally different things.
Well, that was the thing that Dakota and I thought could have been missing from the book, which was a marry, fuck, kill section for the objects.
Yeah. Marry the sledgehammer, fuck the window,
kill the swell bottles.
Exactly. Wow, I didn't have that in my book, so...
No, I was sure that wasn't a read on you. You just write that for the next one.
Exactly, like, this is just, like, a suggestion, and, like, you can feel free to just, like, throw the suggestion out.
Sure, I have a Tumblr, so maybe I'll add a little...
Suggestion
box, so, like, a blog post on my Tumblr.
Yes.
Which reminds me, I bought 400 tumblers... but not like the glass. I bought, you know, those like rock tumblers.
Yes.
Oh, like they take
from
like
when
a,
you're a kid.
They take a, you take a rock mm-hmm. and you leave it for like 4 weeks and it turns into like
exactly
smooth pebble.
So I bought 400 of those.
Oh.
And I think I'm probably gonna have to throw them out the window.
Oh,
you don't want to fuck them.
I would fuck the rocks, but not the tumbler.
Wow. But then how would you make more of the rocks?
That's so true, because you do have to fuck a tumbler in order to make baby rocks.
Exactly.
And that's a fact. Okay, so like what? I feel like I kind of got like, we're going to throw our shit out the window, and that's probably what's going to have to happen, because honestly, this merch has gotten out of control. But like, I guess I'm wondering, like, what are your goals for spring? Since you're so organized, you have everything under control. Like, how do you even go and set goals when like you already have everything figured out?
Yes.
My goal is to kill Marie Kondo. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. We have a recorded motive on this podcast.
Someone needs to go check on Marie.
Now wait, I heard a little rumor that you and Marie had the same doula for your first children.
I heard that too.
Well, this is, like I said, you know, I had a child, but...
didn't want to fuck it.
Didn't want to fuck it, so I threw it out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
But what about Marie? Where does Marie fit into this?
So Marie and I share an ocean.
Oh, my goodness.
So naturally, with that, you know, we're going to have similar thoughts, but I was an organizer since the late 80s.
Yes.
And Marie just, you know, kind of... Hopped on the trend of decluttering, organizing, and she kind of does it in this like quiet, beautiful way. And I think that she really stole my thunder. So,
oh my God, Marie Kondo, I get to say this because I am part Burmese.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a little.
Just spit it out.
She's just a little queen.
Who she
just
is.
Takes her little hands and puts things in different places, and all of a sudden she's in videos wrapping gifts and folding socks, and I'm team Cherie.
Yeah,
thank
it
you.
Sucks to have people steal things from you.
That's
I
so
famously James Cameron stole the idea
Avatar
from me.
I knew mm-hmm. he couldn't have thought of that.
Exactly. It was like a little while ago, and I was like, you know what would be really cool? Like a movie
where people fuck each other with their ponytails.
And that was the whole premise at the time. I was like, people fuck each other with their ponytails. And it was so crazy because then just like 6 months later, there was Avatar.
And I know it only took 3 months to make.
It was famously very short. A short process to make it.
So easy.
And then it was. So I felt like really bad for a long time and I'm still kind of getting over it. So.
Well, I didn't like the movie.
Neither did I.
I threw out my DVD.
I loved it.
Dakota.
Loved Avatar.
I don't buy that.
I loved Avatar. I'm pissed, but I loved that movie.
That's hard. That's hard when you don't want something to succeed, but it does and you are on board.
It is.
Yes. Well, I heard that when you went to Paul Giamatti's house, besides the Merlot bottles, he was also trying to stick a salt lamp up his hole. And you were like, Paul, you can keep that because you clearly want to fuck it, but you can't do this while I'm here. Not while you're hiring me.
Sure. You know, it's always, a bit of confusion for, you know, a lot of the celebrities that I work for. When I say, would you fuck it? It doesn't mean try to fuck it in front of my face.
Exactly. Right.
Because there's boundaries.
Yes, absolutely.
Boundaries are so important when you're hiring people to like work in your home.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like one time, I sent out a task rabbit for someone to fix my knobs on my oven. And they came and they said, where are your knobs? And I said, knob on this. And I took out my phallus.
But
that was a learning experience for me to say, you know what, Dax, there are boundaries. And then I thanked the task rabbit and he left.
Yeah. And like similarly, one time I hired a task rabbit to come on and just look at my knobs.
Mm-hmm. Which knobs?
You know, the knobs on my boobs.
Oh, right, right. Sheree, any knob work you've been hired for or have hired someone else for?
Yeah, I've done some wonderful knob restorations. Mm. I'll let you decide what kind of knobs they were.
Ooh.
Oh.
A reverse knob, which is an ass dimple.
Yes.
Exactly. Is that what a reverse knob is?
That's what I think it is.
That's a reverse knob.
Yeah. I love that. So once you've like totally organized everything, how do you de-stress? What's your number one de-stress method?
It's very simple.
Oh.
Okay. I take my car and I drive it to the edge of a cliff.
Oh my goodness.
And I just stand at the edge of that cliff and I scream as loud as I can.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
The cliffs of Tasmania.
Look, there's so many cliffs in Tasmania, but you know, there's cliffs everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, anywhere you have like a high spot.
What's your favorite cliff in New York City?
Well, that would have to be the Matchstick building. I just stand right near the ledge of that building.
Oh, that's a good cliff.
Oh, that's a great
cliff. The Empire State Building is a pretty good cliff.
Sure.
The Chrysler Building, decent cliff.
So it's like, it's an okay cliff.
The Barclays Center is a new cliff.
It's a new cliff, yeah.
My favorite cliff is the top of the TKTS sort of staircase in Times Square.
Yes. That's a small cliff, but a good cliff.
It's a small but good cliff, and it's a red cliff.
And it's a non-fatal cliff.
Exactly.
If you jump off, it's like nothing's going to happen. And there's also such a great view.
You know, it's harder to scream when you're in New York, though.
Exactly.
Because no one will listen.
Because everybody's screaming.
Yes. Exactly.
My favorite cliff is a cliffhanger. And that's the end of this interview.
Ooh.
To be continued. So question, Sheree, while we have you here, would you be willing to play a little game?
I love games.
Okay, great. I love games too. I love them so much. I love games. Okay, so this game is called Fuck It or Fuck It. And basically it's like sometimes after you're done cleaning out your physical closet, you know, you have to clean out your other closet. Your trend closet. Here at Math Time, we're like obsessed with trends. Mm-hmm. So we're going to name some trends and then you're going to say either that you would fuck it, you know, like fuck it, or like you would fuck it, like fuck it.
Does that make sense?
Like, absolutely. So it's like fuck it or fuck it.
Yes.
Exactly. Like fuck it or fuck it.
It's like fuck it or I'm going to fuck that.
Ooh.
Exactly.
Yes. In either case, you would keep the item.
Yes.
Okay,
so let's do this. Okay, number one, wearing hats. This is a great trend.
I would say, fuck it.
Like, fuck it. Like, bye.
Get out.
Get out.
I don't like hats. I don't want anything on my head unnecessarily. Mm-hmm. I got hair. So that's why I don't fancy hats.
A hair is a hat. It's a hair is a type of hat.
That is good. I need a razor to shave my head because I hate hats.
Wow. You don't like any hat, including your hair hat.
And you shave around the rim of
just
a hat?
Just the rim, where the periphery of where the top of my head would be, which is normally where a hat would sit. So
you shave above a line or below a line?
Probably right at the hairline.
Yes.
In a circumference.
Yes.
Of even radii.
Mm.
I love that. So it's like an undercut for someone who's like a little insane.
For sure. Yeah. Nice. I call it the monk.
Love it, monk. Okay, next trend, tandem bicycles.
I would fuck it. And I mean that in a romantic sense.
Like you would fuck tandem bikes.
Fuck it.
I love it. There's only one thing better than a bicycle, and that's a bicycle for two.
Yeah.
Or three or more.
Or I would do like a 10 person. I would do everyone in New York City on one tandem bicycle.
Wow.
I love that.
I love specifically a 2-person tandem bike so I can get spit roasted by one. Okay.
Okay, so this is like a bad trend, but like not all trends need to be good. What about ices?
Mm.
Wow. Honestly, I think they're horrible. I think they're like obviously not, you know, good people.
Yeah. For sure.
I would fuck them.
They have I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
I was going to say they have great graphic designers.
They do. And honestly, I've heard some of their music and it's not bad.
Yeah.
I would listen to it. However, I think all of those guys need to get fucked.
Right.
That's I feel really like if point. They were fucked, they would be like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to kill
anybody.
The Yazidi people.
Exactly.
Or the homosexuals.
Yeah, like people who aren't getting fucked are so depressed.
So, sure, and they wouldn't take like child brides and all this, you know, awful stuff they're doing. But if they had like actual like consensual sex with like, I'd be a martyr. Me.
Yeah.
Sure.
I would fuck all of ISIS and maybe I could save the world.
That's really beautiful.
If any ISIS member wants to be in a deep dev sequel, a massage porn sequel with a Dev Patel lookalike.
Only on Kindle.
Only on Kindle. Please contact me at the time. Anyway, next trend. And this one I think is just a fad. The internet.
Mm. Oh, fuck it. We don't need it.
Yeah, fuck
don't
that.
Need it.
No.
What about small dogs that you use as stools?
Oh. I would probably. No, fuck it. No, I don't want it.
Fuck that. That's so crazy because I would fuck it.
I would fuck it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck it?
Sure. Like a question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you fuck it?
I'd fuck it.
Yeah, you fuck it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't like dogs, so it's fine.
Okay, next trend, the color blue.
Oh, good trend.
Oh, I'd fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
So pretty. It's like the sky's blue, the ocean's blue. You know, people's eyes are blue.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's eyes are blue.
Okay.
Everybody.
That's true.
Okay, so one more trend. Sleeping with one eye open and also the other eye open as well.
So sleeping with both eyes open.
Well, sleeping with one eye open, but also the other eye as
well.
Oh,
I see. I'd fuck it.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. I'd fuck it.
Actually,
great trend.
I would know.
Okay, well, wow, what a great game of fuck it or fuck it.
Okay, so we just have like one more seggy left and it's called
Spill It.
And that's where we say what we're going to be up to this upcoming week. So I'm actually finally learning the meaning of the word friendship.
Oh, wow.
And I'm really excited.
And how far along are you in the journey?
So far, I'm really not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I just don't know.
Sure. Well, I am having my asshole temporarily removed and put in a bag so I can carry it to galas.
I love that for you.
I'm
that
really
is
excited.
So
that's
awesome.
So on trend.
On
and
trend.
And I would fuck it.
Oh. Yes.
Thank
I
you,
love
Cherie.
That. What about you, Cherie? What's up with you, girl?
So I'm going to a yoga retreat in Alaska. It's in an igloo and it's taught by housewives living in Atlanta.
Oh wow.
But not the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
And just not Cherie.
And not Cherie.
The Housewife of Atlanta.
I love that. That sounds so fun.
But there is a person that I've been following, and she's wonderful. She is a woman of Indian origin.
Oh, I love that.
She's very exotic.
Yeah, ooh. Wow, different, really.
And she's got a couple of shows coming up. She's got a show on March 27th mm-hmm. at the UCB Theatre.
Monday.
At a Monday night at 9:30. It's a mod show, and her team is called The Classic. And it's much like her beauty, very classic.
Mm. Great, great, great.
And she's got another show on Wednesday, March 29th. She's got a show at UCB.
Oh.
Wow.
It's called Asian Pop.
Asian Pop.
I love it.
Pop that comes from Asia, and she's, you know, representing the country of Asia.
The country of Asia.
And she's doing a second show that day. It's a smaller little showcase at the Pit Loft.
I think I know.
A Great Cliff.
A Great Cliff. It's called the IFC Showcase.
It is.
Well,
so,
wow, we can't wait to see her.
That's amazing. Where can we find more information about this person or these shows?
So, obviously, you can, you know, I'm important, but you've heard a lot about me. So I'm just going to tell you all about this girl, Maya Deshmukh.
Please. Ooh.
And you can follow her on Instagram. It's MayaDesh, Maya Desh. And you can follow her on that Twitter as well, Maya Desh, MayaDesh. And, you know, she'll just post a lot of pictures of food she makes and her face.
That sounds amazing. I love social media and I love everything about social
media.
Thank
you so much.
Well, Cherie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
You are so amazing. Thank you so much.
You guys are so lovely.
You're so amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're amazing.
Thank you so much. And I would keep all of you in my house and fuck y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Tune in next week when we're late because we had food poisoning. Yeah, food poisoning.
Checks out.
Hi, I'm Kelsey.
I'm Kimmy.
And we're the hosts of Talk 30 Rock to Me.
Do you crave cheese late at night?
Do you have lots of thoughts on your mind grapes?
Do you think a rape whistle can double as an accessory?
Do you miss 30 Rock?
We sure do.
We miss it so much, we started a podcast about it.
New episodes every Tuesday. Subscribe today.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Kaytai.
And I'm Kelly Nugent.
And we host a podcast called Teen Creeps, now on Feral Audio.
On Teen Creeps, we talk the YA pulp fiction of our awkward neon youth.
We talk R.L. Stine,
Christopher Pike,
Point Horror,
Diane Ho.
Is it trashy?
We read it.
Are you embarrassed because you're not 13, you're 35? We're gonna cover it.
Is there murder, but all you can think about is the dance? We read it.
Teen Creeps, check us out on iTunes and feralaudio.com.